Proclamation number 7408 of 13th of September, 1959. Reaching the primal state. Love. Childhood of God. All of you, as children of God, shall enter His kingdom in all its glory. You shall create and work with Him in freedom, light and power and be immeasurably happy. You shall experience the Father's love to an inconceivable degree. You shall work in bliss according to your own will, which is also the will of God. This fate is certain for you, and it shall also become a certainty in you humans that God has undreamt of glories in store for you. But you first have to prepare yourselves such that you will be able to endure these glories, for an immature spirit to be transferred into the sea of light in the spiritual kingdom, which would completely consume it, would mean the perishing of itself. Dwelling in the kingdom of light requires a certain nature of the being in order not to harm its existence. And you should already reach this state on earth which makes you able to stay in the kingdom of light. And you can also achieve it on earth if only you have the will to do so, if only you shape your being into love as long as you live on earth. A love-filled being only returns to its original element as soon as it re-enters the kingdom of light, whereas the being embodied as a human being has not yet reached this original state but should do everything to reach it, because it also guarantees unlimited beatitudes for the being. The being had stepped out of the state of perfection in free will and must irrevocably accept that state again in which it was once blissfully happy. The human being as such does not know about the inconceivable beatitudes before. It can only be presented to him and he can be encouraged to strive for that state again in order to also be able to be blissfully happy indefinitely when he has to relinquish his earthly life and enter the spiritual kingdom again. But the blissful state cannot be proven to him because he has to strive for it voluntarily and every proven glory in the future life would be a compulsion for him to lead his life accordingly, which, however, would be completely worthless for the soul. This is why the glories of the spiritual kingdom have to remain hidden from people. They can only be mentioned, and it depends on the human being's faith alone whether he lifts his earthly life accordingly and one day enters the kingdom of light as a perfected soul, into eternal beatitude. Only a life of love can bring about this perfection. Nothing else can bring maturity to the soul but love alone. If people would consider that there is no substitute for a life of love, that the soul's perfection is only dependent on a life of love and that there are no other possibilities to give the soul maturity than love alone, people think too little of this, and therefore they also mostly lag behind in their development, and the time of their earthly existence passes without having brought the soul any success. It arrives in the kingdom of the beyond in a state where the light would completely consume it, where it can only dwell in darkness or light twilight and the entrance into the kingdom of light is denied to it. For its nature did not change to love on earth. It was too weak itself and did not take refuge in the one who would have strengthened its will, who would have helped it to achieve the final perfection. Love, however, is strength, and anyone who lives in love is already intimately united with Jesus Christ and draws strength from Him. A life of love cannot be replaced but will always presuppose the bond with Jesus Christ, consciously or unconsciously, in order to safely lead to the final realization. For love is God, love has united itself with Jesus Christ, love is union with Him who is love Himself. and love must also irrevocably lead to him again and ensure God's approach in the kingdom of light. Love must unite the soul with God and thus lead the child to the Father's heart. The soul must be and remain blissfully happy in and with God forever. Amen.